Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Ircon International Limited Q2 FY19 earnings conference call hosted by Axis Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ankit Shah from Axis Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Aman. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Axis Capital, I would like to welcome every one of you to the Q2 FY19 earnings conference call of Ircon International Limited. We have with us today Mr. S.K. Chaudhary, Chairman and Managing Director, as well as Mr. M.K. Singh, Director of Finance, Ircon International Limited. We'll start with a brief presentation from the management, post which we'll open the floor for Q&A. Now, I would like to hand over the call to management for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon to all the stakeholders who are with us. I am S.K. Chaudhary, CMD, Ircon. As you are aware, Ircon International Limited is a Mini-Ratna Schedule A public sector undertaking, which was incorporated in 1976, mainly for the purpose of construction and development of railway infrastructure in India and overseas, with the expertise of Indian Railways. The company is under the administrative control of the Ministry of Railways, with 89.18% shareholding by the Government of India. The core competence of Ircon is in railways, highways, tunnels, extra-high-tension substation engineering and construction, large bridges, railway electrification, and signaling. The company has executed projects operated in areas of railway construction, including ballast-less track, electrification, tunneling, signaling, and telecommunication, as well as leasing of locos to Malaysian Railways, construction of roads, highways, commercial and industrial and residential buildings, complexes, airport runways and hangars, metro and mass rapid transit system. During its last 42 years of operation, Ircon has emerged as a front-ranking construction company of international repute, having a rating of 229 out of 250 top international contractors. So far, Ircon has completed 380 major infrastructure projects of national importance in India and about 127 projects across the globe in more than 24 countries. Ircon has over 1,050 trained technical persons, having rich experience in execution of infrastructure projects, including railway projects. Ircon has capacity to mobilize adequate resources for large projects due to its strong technical manpower base and financial position. Besides its own resources, Ircon draws its strength from more than 150 years of experience of Indian Railways in all aspects of railway construction and management. This is brief about Ircon and the financials. The company has performed well in the H1 FY19. The turnover of the company is 1,880 crores, which is 15% higher than the total revenue from the operation of half-yearly of FY18. The profit after tax stands at 246 crores in H1 FY19 against 59 crores in H1 FY18. The core EBITDA for Q1 FY19 is 43.41 crores, that is 6.71% of operating revenue, and 62.82 crore for Q2 FY19, which is 6.53% of the operating revenue. The margin of Q1 and Q2 are not fully representative of the whole year margin because more than 60% of revenue is generated in Q3 and Q4, and the core EBITDA is likely to be maintained at financial year 18 level, considering that the fact The core EBITDA margin for H2 FY18 was 14.51%, and the overall core EBITDA margin of FY18 was 9.86%. In FY18, the contribution of international segment was 601 crore, that is 15.5% of operating revenue. In the H1 FY19, the share of international segment is 233 crore, which is 14% of operating revenue. It is expected that said trend will be maintained. The core EBITDA of international projects for Q1 FY19 was on higher side due to write-back of provision amounting to Rs. 11 crore towards design guarantee in one of our projects due to completion of guarantee period. The core EBITDA margin of international project for Q2 FY19 is negligible due to the fact that additional provision of Rs. 12 crore towards project expenditure has been made. However, it is expected that the core EBITDA level of international projects will improve in financial year 19 due to increase in turnover. The company currently has an order book of more than Rs. 27,000 crore, out of which 94.82% is in domestic sector and 5.8% is in foreign orders. Sector-wise, 85% of order book comprises of railway projects. This includes the projects which we have won in the international market as well as in India in the competition. Roads is about 9% of the order book. Electrical projects are 4% and buildings and other projects are around 2%. The total cash and bank balance in H1 FY19 is 3,591 crores. Which comprises of own fund of Rs. 766 crore and client fund of Rs. 2,825 crore. Good momentum in growth is expected along with improvement in the margin in FY19. The outlook going forward towards the operating revenue, the company will be aiming to achieve in FY19 operating revenue of approximately 4,600 crores, which is 14% higher above than the targeted revenue from the operation of FY last year. The company is actively pursuing for securing projects both in India and in foreign. And to inform you that we have already become L1 in one of the foreign projects in Sri Lanka. And we hope that this order will flow to us somewhere in the month of January because there is some turmoil going on in the Sri Lankan government. So finalization will take some time. Operating profit, the operating profit in FY19 is 7.5%, which is 42% above the FY18 figure. However, the company is expected to do better the same both in FY19 and FY20. It is again reiterated that sustained efforts is being made to secure foreign as well as Indian contracts to improve upon the margins of FY18. The company is aiming to achieve new orders to the tune of approximately 5,000 crores further. Aggressive efforts is being carried out to secure orders in international level. For that, already efforts are being made from the Government of India level also. So this is the brief which I wanted to give you regarding the company and its achievements so far from the day we have listed. So please let us know any questions you have.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Chintan Seth from Samiksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir, and congrats for the good set of number. Sir, you mentioned something about new orders worth 5,000 crores in your opening remark. Is it pertaining to FY19 second half or we are?
See, when we went, we filed our red herring prospectus in up to the figure of 31st March. Our order book, executable order book, was 22,400 crores.
Right.
And after that, now we are having 27,000 crores is the executive order book where the contracts have already started.
Okay.
So this is the portion where work has started. Our otherwise, overall, our order book is around
35,000
crore roughly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so where we have received the order, but execution has not yet started. So we have not included in our order book number.
Yeah, because we include our order book which where the work has started. Because some of the works which will take some time to start, because in an infrastructure project, there is 1.5 years is the time of the lead in between where you do lot of surveys and investigations.
Right.
And clearances are taken. So that will take about 1 year roughly.
Okay.
And that work will start in those areas.
Okay. Then can you, sir, help us in terms of, you know, bidding pipeline, the projects we have bidded for. We haven't yet got those orders yet, but can you quantify our bid pipeline for us? And historically, what has been our success rate in terms of bidding, you know? How much we bid and how much we get actually.
And internationally, I told you just now that we have already become L1 in
right.
Sri Lanka in the railway project.
Okay.
But because there is a turmoil in the presently in the government there because of some political issues going on, which you must be reading in newspaper. So it will take some time in January and we expect to get that order. So we are already L1 in that. As far as the projects which we have started after that, we have started the Vadodara KIM execution, where already our camps and other establishment has started. We have also started the another project of around 1300 crores in the new Mukama bridge, which is coming up. So that work is also started. So these are the works, which major works which I am telling you, after the our IPO which we have started. Yeah.
Okay. And sir, can you talk about the Katra Kaziganj section, which is a very bulky, you know, project for us, 10,000 odd crore, of which pending was around 5,000 odd crore. How that project is moving and what is the timeline we expect that project to get completed?
So this project is, you know, it was started in somewhere when the railway conceptualized, it was in 2002-2003.
Okay.
Nircon was given the responsibility to start this project.
Okay.
If you see in Srinagar, from Baramulla to Banihal, about 136 kilometers, the train is already running.
Yes.
So that we have already opened. As far as other portions are concerned, these are the new mountain areas where the tunneling and other things takes a lot of time. It is not a tunnel boring machine with which we do. So lot of geographical surprises do come in.
Okay.
The work is progressing well and we are doing on per month basis. The last month the target was about 2 kilometer of tunneling in 1 month and we have done about 1.8 kilometer of tunnel. So we are achieving our targets and we hope that this total project, because there are a lot of disturbances in Jammu and Kashmir.
Correct.
So it will take another three and a half years to complete the complete project.
And have we faced any cost overrun and have we secured in terms of, you know, any additional cost?
Hey, these projects, when there are so many uncertainties are there, these projects are executed on the basis of cost plus basis.
Okay.
So whatsoever the actual cost will be there in the execution,
mm-hmm.
that is billed to the client, and over and above that we get our margin of 10%.
Right, so we are secured.
We are fully secured in these type of projects, because infrastructure projects generally this is a trend how we do it.
Okay. And sir, lastly, on the bookkeeping question, if I look at our half-yearly balance sheet versus FY18 March balance sheet, our liability side has kind of declined in comparison to a full year FY18. Have we seen some reduction in advances money which led to that, or if you can highlight something which will help me to understand that?
What is the liabilities you mean to say? Reduction in what?
Just a moment, sir.
Yeah, can you tell me where it is?
So, if you look at, your other current liabilities, which has declined from 2,700 crore in March to 2,277 crores. So, there is 500 crore dip in other current liabilities. Similarly, your other non-current liabilities has declined from 880 crores to 750 crores. So, are there advances has declined or something else has moved out?
It's the advances which we had. I am MK Singh, Director Finance.
Yes, sir.
The advances which we had, we are adjusting towards the work done and bringing it into the turnover.
Okay.
So to that extent, the liability has gone down and no new advances have come till now, and there is no requirement of new advances as of now.
Okay, so basically because of the higher execution this quarter,
yes,
that has
from 2737 crore it has come to 2277 crore.
Right.
Yes.
So incremental revenue has led to lower advances. We have moved advances to reported revenue. That
correct.
Is,
correct.
Okay, sir. Okay, thank you.
Anything else?
No, sir. I will jump back in queue if I have any.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The next question is from the line of Varun Rao from Maybank Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. I just wanted clarification on the second half or the full year guidance that you mentioned, because there is a lot of seasonality between first half and second half. So for full year, can you please come again on what level of sales or profitability should one look at, given that you have had a strong first half?
See, the profitability, as far as I told you, the top line that we are trying to achieve somewhere around 4,600 crores of turnover, which will be again a growth of around 15% or roughly 15 or 16% of our last year turnover. So this is the top line which we will, and the profit margin, as I have said, only that the profit margin of EBITDA, which we have already maintained last year, will be maintaining this year also.
So when you say EBITDA margin, you don't include the other income portion, right? Or this is excluding the other income portion, right?
No, EBITDA margin, we put two type of things. One is the core EBITDA and then is the total EBITDA. In the total EBITDA, when you put it, that it comes to 14.51% roughly. And the core EBITDA margin,
okay,
comes to around 9.86%. That is what is the thing.
Okay, okay. And second thing, basically on the international segmental revenues or the profit margin outlook, because international business is having generally higher margins, and much higher margins compared to the domestic. So how should the revenues ramp up on the international side, and because you've had the provisions, if I got it right, in the Q2 on the international segmental level. So
we have already secured, we are already L1 in one of the projects in Sri Lanka. That somewhere January end we'll get the our letter of award. Otherwise we were expecting in this month only, but there is some political problem in Sri Lanka, so it is taking some time. So we'll start that project, but I feel that we'll not be getting any significant revenue from that project initially, because we'll be left only 2 months of the working period of this financial year. But since we already have all equipments and machineries available in Sri Lanka, and the camp is fully set up near the site, So we expect that some revenue will come, but definitely not to the extent which I thought that we will get it had we would got 5 months of working period.
Okay. So just one last clarification before I go back to the queue. So basically, first half last year and first half this year, we have seen like a lot of improvement in terms of margins and all that. But you still want to maintain that FY18 number, EBITDA margin is what one should look at, right? Though there is a lot of improvement first half to first half this year.
Yeah. Hello?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come again. It's not clear. There was a voice break.
No. Yeah. So I was just saying, if you look at your first half this year and compare it to first half last year, the EBITDA margin and all the other margins have gone up significantly. But you still want to maintain that FY19 margins would be similar compared to the full year FY18 margin.
One should be always conservative. We'll definitely do better than that. But I cannot tell you that at now.
Okay.
But I want to be conservative. We are a very conservative company. So once we have the faith that we will do it, and what we do, what we say, we definitely do that. If you have seen that I met you, I think, in Singapore, if I'm not wrong. You are from Singapore, I believe, from Maybank.
Yes, yes.
So I met you in Singapore, and what I have told, same thing we are maintaining. So we are slightly conservative, but definitely we will improve upon it, what you are looking at, or what I have told.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just one last question. Is there any dividend policy as such? Because historically, you have been paying about 50%.
Yeah. We are paying dividend.
Is there any policy or?
We are paying dividend approximately to the range of 50% of our PAT. That is the policy. Roughly, policy is that approximately 30% is to be paid, but we last year paid up to 49.5% of our PAT. So we hope that we will maintain that also in this year.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. I'll come back if I have any more questions.
Yeah. You are most welcome. Anytime, please.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Bagul from Equitas Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. I'd just like to ask, what is the status on our subsidiary?
I can hear you clearly, sir. Maybe I'll just be a bit louder.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah. We are able to hear everyone. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I wanted to ask, what is the status on the highway projects being undertaken by our subsidiaries?
The highway project that I said that we have already started work on Vadodara-Kim Expressway. We have started setting up our camp and other things and finding earth, all those things. The date of commencement from NHAI is expected somewhere in the first week or second week of December because they have to get only one clearance of one ROB. So they themselves are delaying, and by that time, we'll be fully set up, and we expect to complete this project in 22 months.
Okay. 22 months.
Yeah.
What about the others? If I understand, three have been completed, or?
No. There already two have been completed where the toll has started. One is the long back completed. Second one, we have completed 1.5 months before the time. And toll, we have started collecting the toll from there. The third project will be completed in December, and toll will start. And the fourth project, which we are doing in Bangalore, that we expect that by the second half of the next year, we'll be able to start, we'll be able to complete the project. That is hybrid annuity. So toll is not my responsibility there. And the Vadodara-Kim Expressway is also hybrid annuity that will finish in 22 months. These are the five projects which we are having in hand now.
Okay. And what about the JVs which we have with those different Coal India subsidiaries? When do you expect to start work on them?
So one of the JV companies, that is Chhattisgarh East Rail Limited, that is the first SPV. That 44 km of that SPV will be commissioned, and trains will start running in that in the month of March 2019. And the balance portion of 106 km is a total roughly stretch. That will be completed somewhere in October or November 2019. So this full project will be completed by that time. And as far as other projects are concerned, The financial closure is in process. Land acquisition has been done. Forest clearance has been obtained. All those things have been done. Only the financial closure is in advanced stage of completion. The target is somewhere in December it will be done.
Okay.
That is the second project of Chhattisgarh East West Rail Limited.
Okay.
And third project is Bastar Rail Private Limited. That is with NMDC, SAIL, IRCON and Chhattisgarh Government. There also the land acquisition has been done. Forest clearance has been obtained and the financial closure is being carried out. As far as Jharkhand is concerned, Jharkhand, they have said that coal subsidiary themselves will fund the project as they have the money with them. So they don't want a financial closure. So this is the stage which through which we are at the present.
Okay. And I understand we've received the order as a part of a consortium for the Western Freight Corridor. So how is work progressing on that?
The work is progressing fine. And we expect that Gujarat portion of the work, which is almost two-thirds of the work, will be completed by somewhere in May 19 or June 19. And Maharashtra portion, because some land issues is there, which... about 16 kilometers of land is not available. Apart from that, balance we will be completing somewhere in December or January 20.
Okay. Okay. Fine. That's. I'll come back in the queue for any further questions. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Santosh Hirdesai from SBI Cap Securities. Please go ahead.
So thanks for the opportunity. Sir, on these coal connectivity projects, I just wanted to check how much of that is already reflecting in the order book and what portion is yet to be taken into the order book?
See, we are reflecting only that work which I said that which is already, we are executing the work. So if I am executing work in Chhattisgarh East Rail Limited, so that we have taken in our order book. As far as Jharkhand Coal, Bastar Rail and all these we have not taken in our order book. Because once the financial closure will be done and we will award the contracts, then we will take that in our order book. This is the policy of the company.
Sure. Sir, if you can just quantify those numbers as in how much is reflecting in the order book and how much is yet to be taken. I mean, some ballpark numbers.
Would that figure in your, with you right now? Our director of finance will tell you about this. Yeah.
See, the total value of these coal connectivity projects is around 16,100 crores. Out of which, as CFD just now told, that one CERL work is progressing fast and in others we are waiting for the financial closures to happen. So out of 27,000 odd crore order book which you are seeing, roughly 4,000 crore is what is appearing out of 16,000 crore.
See, this is for this financial closure, there is a meeting held at a level of Secretary Coal, Government of India. And also the at the level of minister. So the financial closure we expect to be done in December for CEWRL. So work will start as soon as because we have already ready for everything. So this is the thing. Anything else?
So basically once we have the financial closure, the balance of 12,000 crores would come into the order book as and when the SC is done and the work commences on these projects. Is that a right understanding?
Correct.
Yeah, that is the right understanding.
Sir, the second question I had is on the Bandra land parcel for which we have taken loan. What is the status right now like?
See, this loan is a technical loan. I have nothing to do with this. I have explained number of times during my one-to-one interaction as well as in other conferences. This land has been given to us for monetization for railways. This is a 99 year of lease and we have to find a developer for this. For that, the loan has been taken from IRFC, Indian Railway Finance Corporation, and which has been paid back to the railways. The arrangement is very simple. The principal of the this loan as well as the interest part of this will be paid from the budgetary support of the Ministry of Railways to IRFC. And it will be a pass-through entry from my books of accounts. So I don't have any liability of this 3,200 crore of loan which you are seeing on my balance sheet. This is only a technical entry. Rather, I am getting for my efforts of finding these developers and other things about 25 crores as my installment each year for a period of 3 years. So we already had a meeting with the Mumbai Metro Regional Development Authority. So they are ready to give us all the clearances which are required. This meeting also been held at the level of our minister with the government of Maharashtra. So we hope that things will be materialized shortly and we will come out with a tender to finalize a bidder. The tender will be out somewhere within next 15 to 20 days.
All right, sir. So last bit, just wanted to get a couple of numbers. In terms of the total investment in the subsidiaries between all these coal and road assets, what would be the equity and loan that we have advanced till date?
Do you have that figure? Subsidiary ka equity investment.
Equity 983
crore. Nahi, total kitna? Abhi main aapko deta hoon, main mangwata hoon us paper ko. It is not with me. I'll give get you.
I'll take it later. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'll get you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The next question is from the line of Venkat Subramanian from Organic Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question, sir. In our total overall billing, what is the portion of BOOT?
Portion of?
Build, operate and transfer BOOT, because we seem to be focusing more on...
So there is nothing build, operate and transfer. This is the toll collection period, where the period is 15 years for... This is basically in... I will tell you, we are doing two type of projects. One is the highway projects and second is coal connectivity projects.
Right.
In coal connectivity projects, the operation period is 30 years.
Right.
In coal, in toll collection projects, the period is around 15 years.
Huh?
So that is the period which is for which it is there with us. So this is the process.
Sir, there is some mention in our red herring prospectus where in a single paragraph we seem to have mentioned that there is about 17,000 odd crores that we probably will have, and that contextually actually was talked about in the, when you talked about BOOT. So there is some misunderstanding in the market that we have that kind of investment coming. Can you clarify this?
What is 20,000 crores?
We had mentioned in our red herring prospectus when we talked about, management outlook and business outlook, that we will have close to about 20 or 1,000 crores investment or involvement.
20,000 crores of projects we might have written.
Okay.
So 20,000 crores is 16,000 crores is what the this coal connectivity projects are there.
Right.
And about 4,400 crores are about this road projects which are there.
And will this involve investment from our side? What kind of investment will it involve from our side?
The investment is in the form of equity. That is the question some gentleman has asked. I don't have the data with me roughly, but I'll get you the data if you can wait for 5 minutes.
That's all right, sir. And if you want any clarification in between conference calls, when we call the numbers, we are not able to connect through. What? Can you probably communicate where we need to call?
You can, there is a, we have already given an email of Mr. A.K. Singh. He is our Executive Director of Finance.
Okay.
His number is 265-30-461.
Okay, sir.
Or you can send the mail, it will also be replied to you.
Thanks a lot, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, Ankit, anything else?
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nirav Vasa from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir, and thank you very much for the opportunity. My first question pertains to the breakup of the order backlog. Sir, out of these 27,000 crores of order backlog which is executable, what percentage of order backlog would be coming from Indian Railways, and out of that Indian Railways, what segment would be from for rail electrification?
See, rail electrification, if you see now, the railways is coming with a policy they are trying to bid these projects. So in bidding out, we are also participating those projects. At present, we have around 800 kilometers of railway electrification in hand, which is under execution. So this is the railway electrification part, and other projects are only on railway building of new railway line and bridges.
So sir, what would the value of this 800 kilometers of rail electrification be?
Roughly 1 crore per kilometer. Thumb rule.
Get your point, sir. 1 crore per km. And sir, considering that the focus of Indian Railways is increasing massively on rail electrification, what kind of prospects do you see for rail electrification, and for next 2 to 3 years, what kind of order inflows are you expecting based on the bids that you must have placed for the electrification
of this railway line is to be electrified initially, for which they are coming out with the tenders on EPC mode. So we will also be participating in those tenders, and we again on a competition basis. So hopefully that we'll succeed in that.
Get your point, sir. Sir, and out of this 27,000 crores of order backlog, can you give a breakup? What percentage of order backlog is that we have received is on nomination basis, and what percentage is something that we have bid and won competitively?
See, this out of this 75% is, you can say, is the nomination basis, and approximately 25% is from bidding.
Yeah. And sir, margin profile in this nomination basis would be?
The margin is cost plus, as I was explaining to somebody here, that actual cost of the work, 10% is our margin. Some of the project, our margin is 8.5% and up to 11.5%.
Okay.
8.5, 10, 11.5. This is the ratio in which we operate.
It's 8.5, 10 and 11.5, right?
Yeah.
Sir, last question. Sir, out of the two dedicated freight corridors, that is Eastern and Western, which government is intending to commission in phase-wise manner, is there any tendering activity which is still pending for signaling electrification and those kind of activity, or everything has been tendered till date?
There is something which will come up definitely. Signaling, I believe that is some portion they have to do it. Tenders will be out.
Thank you very much, sir. My queries have been answered.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Vivek Sharma from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good, sir. So congrats on the good set of numbers, sir.
Yeah.
So just wanted to understand on the Iran project, that just wanted to know what is the status of the Iran project after, you know, a few things have come out from the U.S. that for the port construction, so they have given some leeway. So are we going to do some start some work on this Iran project, sir?
Yeah, definitely government is studying those things in detail.
Yeah.
And some meetings are going on, and it is not only the port, it is the railway line also will be also exempted from this.
Yes, sir. So
we hope that it work will start.
Okay, so by when can we expect that, sir, if you can, if you have some
diplomatic question, and I am not a diplomat.
All right, sir.
In fact, as soon as it is possible, I'll be very happy. We are ready.
Perfect, sir. Thank you so much. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chaitanya Surana as an individual investor. Please go ahead. Chaitanya Surana, your line is unmuted for questions. Please go ahead.
Yes, please. Hello. Hello.
Yeah, it seems there's no response from the line of Chaitanya. We'll move to the next question. That is from the line of Keshav Gar from Equity Mechanic. Please go ahead.
Sir, my question is regarding the foreign business. Sir, we used to make 50% operating margin till FY13. And sir, even till FY17, our operating margin in foreign business used to be over 40%. Sir, but suddenly in last 2 years, practically we are making no margin in foreign business. It's more like social service that we are doing. Sir, so, and even though, sir, the quantum of foreign business is the same, more or less. Sir, like, for example, in FY15, company did 480 crore of foreign business and our operating profit was 215 crore. Sir, whereas in last, sir, FY17, on 339 crore, we made 3 crore loss. And last year also on 600 crore revenue, we hardly made any profit. Sir, so what is the reason for this and when will the situation change?
See, you are right that international business is an area where we have an expertise and we have been doing quite well in the past. Even during the meetings which we had in connection with the IPO, we were emphasizing over the fact that two mega projects which we had, one in Malaysia and one set of projects in Sri Lanka, that we had completed, and those projects were over by end of December 15 and early December 16. So till those projects were on a high and in full swing, the margins were 40%, as you rightly said, 30-40%, because at that time the revenue inflow was really at a bloom. After that, there are no major projects. All the projects are in the closing stage or have been closed. That is why there is a trickle in the revenue also. 601 crore was the only was the level of revenue which we got for FY18. So that's not a huge revenue. So, and 2, 3, 4 projects which we are having as of now, they are all won on the competitive basis. So obviously the margin cannot be expected to be as high as we had in Malaysia or Sri Lanka.
Sir, so so those kind of high margin projects, are they on the horizon?
Yes, we are trying to negotiate with the Malaysian government. There is one project already earmarked for Government of India, that is for IRCON. We hope that things will be resolved shortly, because the new government has cancelled all the earlier contract and they are renegotiating with the existing companies. So if we hope that that project will come, that will be definitely a large value project with good margin. It's a more than $1 billion project.
Sir, so by when, sir, from this $1 million project, revenues should start?
Sir, that project is generally completed in 3 years. In outside India, all infrastructure projects take 3 years, railway projects. In India, it takes 4.5 to 5 years. So we expect that within 3 years, we will complete.
Sir, so we have already got that that project, Malaysian project.
No, we are in negotiating stage. Government of India is directly negotiating with Government of Malaysia. So complete government is in tune to award this project to IRCON. But it is taking some time because there is a new government has come. So earlier projects which were awarded to Chinese companies are being cancelled, because they are at a very, very high rate. So they are trying to reduce their debt, because our cost of construction and Chinese cost of construction is almost 35% of their cost. So, and still we make that much of profit. So we hope that these things will be better somewhere in December and January.
Sir, so in next financial year, FY20, sir, sir, can we expect revenues from that Malaysian contract to come?
FY20, definitely the revenue will come from Sri Lankan project, which we have already L1 in that. We have become L1 about 15-20 days back in that project. So that revenue will come from Sri Lanka project, and we hope that some revenue will come from Malaysian project. If not from Malaysia, then we are bidding in Bangladesh for 3 more projects in the coming month.
Sir, so by and large, sir, our margin profile, operating margin, should remain at the present level for next financial year also, or some decrease or increase is expected?
Next financial year, you are talking 19-20?
Yes, sir.
19-20, definitely it will increase.
Sir, can you quantify that from the present level, how much can it increase?
It depends, you know, at what terms we are able to negotiate with them. If they are able to, we are able to negotiate better, definitely we will try to get 15 to 20% profit minimum, because that is the minimum profit on the negotiated projects we get. And if we are able to negotiate better terms, then that can be 30% margin also.
Sir, sir, and one more thing, sir, in your RHP page 532, note number 25, sir, which gives the breakup of other income, sir, our gross bank interest, sir, from sir, in the last 4 years have been between 211 to 300 crore interest income that we are getting. And sir, out of this interest passed to clients was around 36 to 60 crore. Sir, but suddenly in last 2 years it increased to around 160, 170 crore. Sir, so, I mean, why are we suddenly passing on the same interest income, which has not increased, but we are passing a far larger amount to our clients? Why is that?
See, this income is from the money which we are holding with ourselves. This income is from our own income. This is nothing to do with client. Client money, whatsoever deposit we have as an advance, that interest is given back to them and it is used in the project construction. It is, it does not come in our income in any form. This other income which you are seeing is part, is some of the bank interest which you are seeing is from our own money. And why it is decreasing? Because I have given my equity in the BOT hybrid annuity projects and other projects which I am executing. So total my equity so far contributed is around 843 crores out of the required equity of 1091 crores. So this money will definitely go from my bank deposits. And if it will go from my bank deposits, my other income from interest will definitely reduce. So this is the reason that why you are seeing the reduction in the interest income, and that is the main reason.
And sir, also sir, in the first half of present financial year, sir, why has our other income increased by 50% from 99 to 150 crore?
That is because of the this income tax refund which we have got. There is a refund which the we have already paid the income tax to the government of India, and we fought this case. And we got this money back, and that is why you are finding that the interest component of income tax refund, which is around 24 crores, is added in the other income.
Okay, sir.
Yeah.
Sir, that's all from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Siddharth Mohta from Principal India. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon to you, sir. Sir,
Siddharth, how are you?
Yeah, fine, sir. Sir, in your opening remarks, sir, you have mentioned about 12 crore write-off within international segment. So, was that amount reflected in this quarter, that is quarter 2 FY19?
I have never said write-off.
Okay,
I
sir.
I have said that the design guarantee, generally when you do the project outside, you do on a turnkey basis. On turnkey basis, you always give a guarantee to the owner that this is my design and the nothing will happen to the project. So that guarantee is given generally for 2 years. So that provisioning was there of design guarantee of 11 crores which we have taken back and it was reflected in Q1. In EBITDA margin where you are seeing now, because we have made an additional provision of 12 crores towards project expenditure.
Okay. So that
not
amount
any kind of return off. We have not done any return off.
Okay. Sir, so that provision, it has come in quarter two.
Yeah.
Okay. Otherwise, our EBIT number would have been higher by 12 crores.
That's right.
Definitely.
Correct. So that is number one. Sir, secondly, you have mentioned regarding this Sri Lanka order where we are L1. So that order we have got on the nomination basis or it was on a competitive
basis? This was on the competition basis.
Okay. Okay.
And we hope that we'll be able to get a good margin there.
Okay. So any range, sir, at which we have bidded for this margin and what it can be?
We have bidded around, it is a trade secret, but I will tell you, somewhere around 13 to 14%.
13 to 14%.
Yeah.
Okay. And sir,
ultimately, the margin is the art of contract management and the work management.
Yes, sir. That is very true. So, but one can assume like 13-14% margin, and then whatever best we can do actually with that project.
Yeah.
Sir, last year in H1 FY18, was there any one-off or any provision that we have done?
Provisioning for what?
Sir, any write-off or any write-back, because number seems to be quite low actually.
We don't have any write-off.
Okay, or any provision, sir?
Provisioning might be there, something.
Okay, would it be possible for you to quantify during this call? Or?
Yeah, just give me a minute.
Give us 2-3 minutes, we'll come back.
Yes, sir. Sir, okay, sir.
You have this figure? Give me the picture. Just hold on. Yeah, this figure? See, we are going to get lot of refunds, you know. Because this is the only company which is ethically strong company. Anyway.
Last year, Q1.
Q1 and Q2, sir. That is H1.
That is last year or this year?
Last year.
He is asking this year, Q1 and
Q2. No, sir. Last year, FY18, sir.
Last year, exchange loan provision, which we have done, was 64 crores.
So that was in H1 actually, you are saying?
Yeah, H1.
Okay. And any write back of that provision, sir, that has happened in this?
Not yet.
Okay, so
we will do it in the end of the...
H2.
That will do it second half of the year, somewhere in the December figure or... There we will do it.
December 2000, that is in this current quarter, that is in quarter 3 or in quarter 4?
Yeah.
Actually, this provisioning of Q1 for the last year was undone and written back in H2.
This year?
Last year.
Okay,
so you are saying that the provision, it was done in H1 of FY18 and same it was undone in H2
of 18
actually. So, okay. So it was like 64 crore. So it was like equally divided between quarter 3 and quarter 4. By any chance, you would be having any number?
No. Actually, we had a case of exchange gain in the H2 of last year.
Okay, sir. That's it. Thank you, sir. And best wishes for upcoming quarters and year. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Varun Rao from Maybank Asset Management. Please go.
Varun was with us just now. Yeah, Varun, come on.
Sir, I just wanted to check on this coal connectivity project for...
You wanted to know the equity also, na? If I'm not wrong.
Yes.
Total equity is 1091 crore, which we are supposed to give in all these projects. Out of that, 843 crores we have already given. So balance left is around 200.
This is for the coal?
No, this is
so
totally...
This is for the coal portion.
Coal and SPV, road projects as well as coal project, both projects.
Okay. Now my second question is basically, once you get the rest of the 12,000 crores from the coal into your order book, what kind of equity investments would you need...
That is what I said, the total equity is 1091 crore, which includes 5 of this coal connectivity project and 5 of the highway projects which we are executing. Out of that, 843 crores I have already contributed.
Okay. So basically you are saying the entire number for the 20,000 crores of...
there is already out within this 20,000 crores, total equity was 1091 crores. Out of that, 843 crores already given.
Okay, got it. And further, are you envisaging bidding in HAM projects for the roadside?
What we are doing now is that we are studying the visibility and financial aspects of the toll which we have already constructed. so that we can come out from them, free our equity and bid for more project of this kind. But before that, we will be bidding for EPC projects now. There are a lot of EPC projects in this coming year. 75% of the road projects will come on EPC mode and 25% come in hybrid annuity mode. So EPC mode, we will definitely be doing it. It is a directly a cash contract, and we'll be definitely looking at that. And hybrid annuity project, we will look only one project or two project maximum, maybe one, but definitely at a very, very good margin. Because in the infrastructure sector today, all the construction companies which are in this sector are fully booked, and they don't have any equity spare with them. If you must be reading newspaper, 50% of the people are finding difficult to do the financial closure. Out of 15,000 kilometers of the highway project, which were bidded by the NHAI, 5,000 kilometers has yet to start and no financial closure has been done. So we stand very, very good chance where we will definitely take up one of the hybrid annuity project at a margin of definitely 20% roughly.
Okay.
Mm.
Got it. That's all from my side. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Varun, we will not disappoint you. Be happy.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harish Shiat as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations for the good set of numbers.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. My question is very much generic. I am confused between the IRCON and RITE. Can you elaborate how they are?
I will explain you, sir. RITES is basically a consultancy organization.
Okay.
It is called Rail India Technical Engineering Services.
Okay.
So that was a technical organization which was formed basically to do the line alignment, making the DPR, feasibility study and giving consultancy on the railway projects.
Okay.
IRCON was formed for doing the execution of these projects.
Okay.
So India and overseas.
Okay.
So this is the basic difference in IRCON and RITES.
Okay.
And in IRCON, we already have one subsidiary company, IRCON Infrastructure Services Limited.
Okay.
This company is a wholly owned subsidiary of IRCON, okay. And that itself is doing the same work which RITES is doing.
Okay.
And but not purely in railway sector, they are doing in highway sector, in which in Myanmar they are doing 1800 crores of PMC and balance 1200 crores of PMC in India. So they have around 3000 crore of portfolio for doing the project management services which RITES is doing. So okay. We will have definitely some revenue from there also and some income okay. As part of dividend from there also.
Yeah. Okay, okay. So they are more of a complementary to you or they are a competitor to you?
They are not competitor to us.
Okay, okay. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parimal Mithani as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Just I wanted a clarification in terms of your order book, sir. So how do you recognize in terms of the order book once you enter clearances are cleared or how does it come into the process? When you say order book of 27,000 crores.
This is a executable order book where work has already started.
Okay, that's including clearances from all...
The work started means everything done.
Okay, sir. And so second thing is, in terms of your clarification and nomination projects, so
yeah.
The margins are in the range of 8.5, 10 and 11, right?
Yes, you are right.
And sir, regarding you mentioned in your opening remarks that you maintain the EBITDA at last year's level, which was close to 610 crores. So you are confident, you're giving a guidance that you're able to maintain that same margin, sir, for this year as well?
Definitely.
Okay, sir. Thanks for telling
me. Maybe better also.
Okay.
Thank
you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ankit Shah for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, Ankit.
Yeah, on behalf of Axis Capital, I would like to thank the management of Ircon International for giving us an opportunity to host the call, and also to all the participants for joining the call. I will hand over the call to management for any closing comments.
Thank you, Ankit. Thank you for this thing. We are always ready for investors any call and clarifying their these things, any queries, because it is better that one next conference we will either have in Bombay or in our office in Delhi. With all the people, if you can arrange 20 to 30 people in Delhi office, so they will see our office also, they will see our management also, and they will gain the confidence that how we execute the projects and how we are different than other infrastructure companies. So because until they don't see by eyes, they will not understand the Ircon strength. So I request you that next which you will do should be in Delhi, and we extend the invitation to all the investors. Hello.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Any comment on this?
No, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much for the call, sir.
Thank you.
Someone can close the call.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Axis Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you very much. Thank you for...
Thank you.